Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell us what you think he's doing here.
As a coach, he got the message out there, and the message is what? He's not – I want him to play better. He wants himself to play better. That's – like, when you listen to Coach C, that's the message. Everything else around that is we're going to soften the blow so that way we don't – discourage a player. Not because we said every player responds differently, right? We said with Bruce Arians, how he called out Tom Brady. Was that a year ago, right?
Well, he did it again the other day when they lost to Washington.
True. And Brady responds in a different way, right? Not everybody is going to do that, though. So if Coach T comes out and he's like, look, man, Devin has to play better because of this, this, and this. He's not reading well. I don't think he sees this. He has to wrap up better and goes into detail. Well, all week, what do you think Devin's going to have to answer to those questions? What do you think he's going to hear or see every time, you know, he's on his phone when he's with family? And you can ask yourself, is that going to help this player? Is that going to hurt this player? Now, some players, they respond positively from that. Trusting Coach T, I know that he has great relationships with his players, especially the first rounders. So he knows that, hey, man, Devin might not respond that way. So from there, I think that's why he put it out there, because he is very true in terms of, yeah, we expect more from him. Probably would say a lot more from him. But you can't just kill him if you're the head coach, because you still got to motivate him. You still got to have him out there playing. Even if you bench him for Spillane and Joe Schober gets hurt the first play of the game next week, what happens? He's right back out there. So you can't just bury him. You can't just kill him publicly.
Do you think Mike Tomlin's savvy enough with how he deals with it that the message he wants Devin Bush to hear is, yes, you've got to play better, but that also he knows that by bringing up the injury, he's probably going to call attention to himself and people are going to say, come on, Mike, can you really pass this off as an injury? It's been over a year now.
Well, these guys aren't under oath, so there are two things that you wonder about when this comment gets made.
I just wonder if he's trying to put some of it on himself.
Well, it's the
argument. I think to an extent he wants the message to be clear that, hey, Devin has to get better and Devin wants to get better. That protects both of them with the message in there. But him bringing up the injury part
puts it on him a little bit, because I think people are going to look at him now.
To an extent, but they're going to also do what we just did here. They're going to say, okay, well, let's look at the guys that he just brought up. Okay, those injuries don't equate to what
his
thing is.
I noticed he didn't bring up Adrian Peterson, you know what who I mean? Came like, back after and led the league right. in rushing
so,
after
so
his
ACL. So it's
like
certain things we know, okay, you're going to do this to get the message out there, not just to him, but also to the other linebackers in that room as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's, all right, if I could take the rest of this or I can be the one having to deal with these questions and not him, well, yeah, I'm going to throw that in there as well. But it's more so the tactic to just get the point across to Devin and company, but at the same time, not allow it to necessarily take away from Devin's confidence or his preparation going forward because of something that he may or may not have said in the media.
I just hope that internally they're not grading him on a curve, and that your theory is right. That it's like,
honestly, I don't think they are grading him on a curve, but I do think they have a lot more leniency with him because of where he was drafted at.
So more the draft pick than the injury.
Yes. From my personal experiences, I do feel like draft picks here, especially top draft picks, they have a longer leash.
Man, I hate that.
Well, I guess the Patriots worked with Bud Dupree, but then there are other guys like Jarvis Jones worked.
Exactly. And for me, you got to think, I'm directly related to both of those guys, right? How it played out with Jarvis and how it played out with Bud. So it's like I've seen it firsthand.
But let me ask you this, though, with those guys in particular. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't remember with either guy that I would watch them and I would be like, man, I don't know if they're invested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, with Jones, I just don't think he was good enough. Mm-hmm. I think he played on a great defense in college. He was overpicked. He just, when he got
bad
into
evaluation.
The NFL. Yeah. With Bush, you were there. Mm-hmm. I'm watching him, and I'm just like, Is this really all he has? Is he emptying the tank on this play?
When Jared Cook locked him up, you know what it honestly, I watched that again three or four times. Arthur and I were joking about
this. A guy
who's
blocking gets compared to Eric Ebron.
I know. No, seriously, a bad blocking tight end. Right,
he shouldn't be able to block.
He's not
ever.
Mercedes Lewis, like the greatest blocking tight end
and
ever.
Even
whatever.
And even with Lewis, it's like, bro, it's a tight
end. Tight end, right?
It's a tight end.
Pony, go back and look at that play because everyone has put up the video of it. It looks like Devin Bush and Jared Cook are locked up at like a middle school dance, and they're keeping enough room for the Holy Spirit. He's standing there chopping his feet straight up and down while Jared Cook locks
him
up.
It's like guys at the end of a preseason game who don't want to get hurt, and they're like, let's just engage with each other.
Going back to what you were talking about in terms of just. Does it look like you have the desire? Like, I will never question a guy's toughness. I don't have to do that, right?
Yeah, they're playing in the NFL.
Right, but when you talk about the effort, we don't have to question his effort. When I pull up the tape and I see Cam Hayward chasing a guy 40 yards downfield.
With two other dudes face down on the turf.
Like, to me, I don't have to ask if Cam wants to make a play. You know why?
I agree with you.
Because when I cut the tape on, it shows me. And that's the thing. I'm more of an action guy. So every time we bring up Devin, every time we bring up a player that might be struggling, we always want to point to these other things. We want to justify. And it's like, no, cut the tape on. Your tape is going to tell me everything I need to know. So don't tell me you want to make plays I cut the tape on and you're not showing that effort. Don't tell me you play 100% when I cut the tape on, you're not. Don't tell me that, you know, you want to make this tackle when I cut the tape on, you're doing everything that is counterproductive to making a tackle. And that's, you know, where we're at right now with Devin. We can bring up whatever reason we want to justify, but at the end of the day is the tape is saying a whole other thing.
You know what's the worst part? Go back to that Lions game, a play where he did chase the play downfield, partly because he had gotten blocked
and
downfield.
And what was the finish on it?
Well, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. To compare it to Hayward, Hayward not only chases the play down, ends up getting an unnecessary roughness because he's like jammed underneath of Herbert because he tackled him so hard or tried to. Bush grabs a guy by the waist, and then it was like somebody yanked his legs out from under him. It wasn't even a good effort when he did come back down the field. I mean, I'll never question toughness either, but what is going on here? What's with the want-to part of this? And then it frustrates me to no end as a fan to hear you say, because you know it better than anybody, as a later-round pick, that he is probably being graded more, not favorably, but more, they're giving him more leniency because of where he was picked. Because as a fan, I sit here and I think, wait a minute. We all want to see the team win the game. We all assume everybody there is invested primarily in what generates a winning outcome, not what strokes or protects their own ego if they pick the guy. That nothing makes me angrier than when a first-rounder gets extra leash.
But I will say this,
though.
That's the politics of sports, which exists at every
level. I hate it. It's not just a Pittsburgh thing, because I know people, oh, man, is this just
Steelers?
No,
I hate it, man.
Like, no, it's not just Pittsburgh. It does happen globally in the NFL. When you hear guys say, we hate the business side.
It happens at every level of sport,
right,
I
that's
think.
Why we say we hate the business, because that's the business side, where it's like, man, if Robert Spillane was playing like that a year ago, you think we would have been over here talking about Robert Spillane getting another opportunity? No, we would have said, pull him in the same game he got the opportunity in.
Mm-hmm.
But with Devin, you think about how long – we're in week 12 right now, right?
Yeah.
Are we seeing the same issues pop up in week 12 that we saw pop up in week 1? Realistically, we are.
Yeah.
And it's not like they went away. They've been popping up regardless if you know a play call or not. We can point to all these other things that have shown up multiple times.
You mentioned tape. If you had no sense of the history and the backstory with a player, you're just watching it in a vacuum with blinders on, would you look at Devin Bush and say – something's not right with this guy. Is he coming off an injury or something?
No,
I don't think you would.
No,
right?
You wouldn't, because when I think of knee-related stuff, I think of your acceleration, your deceleration. I think of your shuffle. I think of how you break down in certain instances. I can pull up multiple instances in every single game where he displays those things perfectly, where his burst is amazing, where you're like, that's why you were the 10th overall selection. You have something special here. But what he's struggling with is not that. He's struggling with what? Disengaging from a block because he's not hat and handsing. The hat and hands, the initial shock is what gets you the leverage in that block. It gets you to the steering wheel, which is when we talk about getting your two hands on the defender's breastplate, right? Right boob, left boob. You know what I mean? To keep it simplistic.
Nipple rubbers.
You know?
I was gonna say here.
If you get to that, if you get to the steering wheel first, it doesn't matter how big that guy is. You will control him. You will be able to shed right or left. Right now, he's not getting there fast enough, but that's largely because his eyes at the beginning aren't where they need to be in terms of, okay, if it's a puller, what are you keying here? It's like he's seeing things late, and before you know it, a guy's up on him, and now he doesn't have what he needs in terms of to get that initial pop, to get that initial separation and make those plays. And that doesn't even account for what you brought up when you actually do get in position to make the play. like, again, we're not talking assignment. I'm not talking A gap, B gap. I'm not talking a bird versus a gap alignment, because those are specific alignments of the defense for the people that haven't been in the defense. Those are specifics. Bird, 30, gap,
on, write that down.
Okay, just if we want to go that route.
I'm just going to yell bird 30 at my friends next weekend and be like, hey, that's football stuff, baby.
But when you're not in the right alignment, we're not even getting on that stuff. The finish, though, when you actually are getting in position to make tackles.
You man ball.
Right. When you're there, that part, that's the part where you're asking about the effort. That's the part where you're talking about the finish. That's the part where you're just like, do you really want, are you doing whatever it takes to get this guy down? Less about your technique. Or is your hair on fire when you get to that ball? You like, arriving with bad intentions. But, and right
like
now.
Like when somebody gets described as a dog, like he's a dog out there.
It's like,
there,
bro,
is
his technique isn't the
you.
Best.
Like Vince Williams had that.
Right. Vince
like,
Williams was a dog
Vince
through and through.
Vince wasn't the best. Vince wasn't the fastest guy. But Vince said, man, when I arrive there, I'm arriving with bad intentions. If a lineman or a tight end comes to block me, I'm trying to put my face mask through your face. And you're either going to accept it or you're going to sleep. Like, that's what it was. When I watch Bush, I don't think he plays with that same type of mentality. Athletically, he's way more gifted. But the mentality, it just looks like it's
honestly,
a little
lacking
right there,
it looks too finesse for a tough – Robert Spillane, I would question his sanity and his like self-preservational instincts, but when the baddest running back in the NFL was coming downhill, choo-choo, here
he
comes
looked
the-
like the Chenaman Square guy that was in front of the tank.
Hey, you can't be afraid to go to sleep.
Is it
baby.
Chenaman?
Yeah. I think so, even though
Tiananmen, yeah, okay. No, he got in front of him and he said, I'm going to try to stop a locomotive with my head.
You cannot be afraid to go to sleep.
That's a great point by Chris. I understand that, you know, you still want to believe and put trust in the guy that you used the 10th pick and you traded up to get. However, they've already put together a defensive package where they said, we're going to put Spillane on the field and take Bush off, which
that's
is the dime
thing,
right?
Statement. That was the first statement they made to Bush.
But here's my question about that specifically. Mm-hmm. If you're picking a very narrow part of football, like this specific part of our defense, we want Spillane in and Bush out. Mm-hmm. To Chris's point, why wouldn't that be the goal line? When you're in a situation where we need a linebacker to just see ball, hit ball, why wouldn't that be the five or six plays a game where you said, Devin, you're out,
Roberts?
The
reason why is because they sub it based on packages. So for that package, that's going to be a base defense package. You're talking 30, 40% of your defensive snaps. That's why.
Okay.
Because they feel like Bush can still give you more versatility. Because it's in base defense, it's not always
because
of
what the Chargers
right?
were showing.
Right, right. They're going to show you big bodies, and then they're going to put you in pass situations. So that's part of the reason why you can't. And what they do with Spillane in some of these, like, little dime package deals, they're walking him up into the line of scrimmage so you can't identify he's a blitzer or not. And when he is in coverage, it's a hug rush, so it's still going to look like a blitz. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the time, it's he's blitzing. Now, you can get away with it, and they have been. But eventually, teams are just going to say, we're going to fast release the running back or we're going to go a line empty and make you tell me what your coverage is right now.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time before you get caught with that.
So basically, you're saying, though, to make sure I'm clear on the Devin Bush part of this, that him playing on that play we've all talked about is basically the Chargers saying, we think Jared Cook is going to lock you up.
Basically,
Jared Cook is basically the better version of Eric Ebron, a pass catcher at tight end who does not block.
It was a one-on-one block. He's outside in. That's it.
You are a man who was picked 10th overall at a position that never gets picked that high.
But funny thing,
we think he can win.
Funny thing, though, if you watch it, Jared doesn't even go and blast him.
No, he just puts his hands
on
him.
He's reaching. And that's what we
say. He got his hands on the steering wheel. Left boob, right boob.
But that's why we say tight ends should never be able to block you. We look at tight ends as less physical D linemen. We're like, you're built like a D end. You're built like an outside linebacker, but you're not as crazy as us. So you play on offense. And when you watch those guys go to block, even the tough guys that block, right? I used air quotes right there. They're reaching first. Whereas a defender, man, we're trying to put this Rydell on you first. That's the helmet. We're trying to put that on you first. That's the shock. Hands come with it, and then you lock out after that steering wheel.
He was locked out.
Exactly.
Getting
you know why? Because like, it's like, it hurts. I don't want this contact. Let me touch it first to soften the blow. That's why they do it like
I know,
that.
I know Craig.
This is even, such a...
Even watch linemen when they fire off the ball. Do you see linemen reaching to create
contact?
No, they
squat
or
they push.
They firing out helmet, hitting you shoulder pads, then hands,
Arthur,
right?
Hearing you get into the nitty-gritty of how this actually works, like the technique parts of it,
I know,
makes
man.
Me feel even worse about this.
I know, dude.
It really does, dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.